Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news.
Thanks so much for tuning into Bravo Happy Hour. Just a reminder that if you're loving the show, head to Apple Podcasts to give me a 5-star rating and leave a little review. It's super helpful and allows for fellow Bravo lovers to find out about the show. Today's mini episode is extra special because I'm finally going to dig into my Vanderkrall. If you don't know what a Vanderkrall is, one, you're crazy. Two, I guess you're not really crazy considering I made it up. But three, it's just a bar crawl of all of Lisa Vanderpump from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills bars and restaurants that are located in Los Angeles. There are currently 4 locations in Beverly Hills and West Hollywood. There's Villa Blanca, Sir, Pump, and Tom Tom. LVP is currently in the process of opening her 5th U.S. restaurant in Las Vegas, Caesars Palace, which will be called Vanderpump Cocktail Garden. Should be opening sometime in April, so obviously that's not a part of the crawl. But I am here with my BFF Meredith, who you might remember from episode 12. We spent, 5 nights in LA, and one of them, which I would probably say was the best.
I think the best by far.
Was spent at all 4 of these locations. You could say we spent a lot of money.
You could say that, though. I don't know. It was maybe only $400.
Each.
Like, it was so expensive. It was so crazy.
So we went to all 4 locations, and I guess we should just start from the top. First, we hit Villa Blanca, which we all kind of know from the show. Very white.
Totally. Kind of a snooze.
We got there at like 5 o'clock, so it was bright out, but there was literally nobody there. We got a glass of Vanderpump Rosé at the bar. The bartender wasn't even hot, so...
That's how you know it's, like, bottom of the barrel for Lisa.
Exactly. I'm like, you couldn't find, like, a single hot person to work here, and LA's brimming with hotties. Like, you'd think.
That's probably how you know she doesn't go there. She only wants to see hot people where she goes.
I mean, that makes sense, and I, too, live my life with those feelings about people. Yeah, I don't know. We didn't order any food. That was another thing in our Vanderkrall. I mean, sir, we did order a plate of goat cheese balls, but we will get there. But Villa Blanca, we were definitely not inclined to get one of, like, the disgusting, like, chicken French haze dishes or, like, a fettuccine Alfredo.
No. I mean, the way those dishes look on Yelp is, like, they're from, like, 1993, and they have, like, a weird, like, pile of, like, frisée and then, like, one cherry tomato. Like, it just looks so bad. I couldn't even risk it.
It's very sloppy. Obviously, like, Lisa's known for her big flower arrangements where they're, like, big white bouquets. It was a nice ambiance, but it's definitely somewhere I would, like, take my grandmother, not where I'm trying to, like, tear it the fuck up.
Also, like, not even my parents, like, only my grandparents I would take there. Like, my parents would be like, this is so boring.
This is trash.
Yeah.
There's, like, big columns everywhere. It's, I don't know, it's very, like, early 2000s decor, which, like, is when Lisa had, like, created the restaurant, so it kind of makes sense. But I don't know. I can't really imagine that this place will really, like, last that long, you know? Is that fucked up to say? But I feel like she's gonna eventually phase it out.
I think this should be the next restaurant she sets on fire.
Exactly. No, she can make a real killing off of lighting this one up. Or honestly, just like taking it down completely and just starting new. Like,
totally.
You already own the space, so why not just change it up? Or at least make it like a Jones on Third, like a healthy, cute cafe spot to get like salads and cute smoothies. I feel like
that's better because it's so far from the other ones. Like, that was such the draw of the other restaurants, is we were like, oh my God, great. Let's go to this one. Like, let's go to that one. Like, the walking was such a feature, especially for LA. Like, she should just trash it.
Cut bait. Well, let's move on to the fun stuff because Villa Blanca, again, is your mother's restaurant. Well, your grandmother's restaurant. So then we began our evening properly at Pump. Obviously. So it was me, Meredith, and our other girlfriend, Clara. We sit down in like the main little area. We obviously order up 3 pumptinis, which...
Hold on. You have to start from the beginning. Who was outside?
Oh my God. I'm such a fool. So if anybody remembers James Kennedy's roommate, Paul, from the previous seasons of Vanderpump Rules, Paul's was just lingering outside. Lingering.
Just outside. Alone. Talking to the security guard. Like.
I feel like he's trying to get a job there.
He might be. He's like, I know Lisa.
He's like, I know someone on the cast. James was my roommate. I never even understand their relationship, but I think they've definitely met at Pump. He's lingering.
Yeah, no, that's another conversation.
So we sit down in the main area. There's like 2 different areas. There's like the indoor bar area and then the outdoor like gardeny area. We weren't eating, so obviously we were like in the more bar area, but the outside garden area was pretty gorgeous and massive
and packed,
jam-packed, like, with diners,
like genuine diners too, though.
Like, yeah, like not ironically eating.
Like, yeah, like, I think out of all of them, those were the people that were there most to just be like, oh, where should we go to dinner? It's like, oh, let's go to Pump. Like, it was not, like, so, like, Vanderpump scene-y. It was just, like, let's get dinner.
Totally. Which is so weird. We definitely saw, like, you know, basic salmon, Brussels sprouts, asparagus. Just, like, random, everyday, easy dishes. But whatever, you can't really go wrong with that.
The plates were huge. Do you remember how big the plates were? They were like massive square plates. Like, honestly, I'm gonna say like 14 by 14. Like, they were very big. It was so odd.
There also is a cute little outdoor section. It's like the indoor out. It's more of an outdoor section. And they have seating with these little like fireplaces for like a sexy little ambiance in like in the middle of the table, which I'm kind of sad we didn't sit out there. We couldn't get a table out there. But I wish we sat out.
I do too. It seemed chicer. I feel like we were kind of like, because in the bar area that we were in, there wasn't that many people in there. Like, most people were in that like second like dining room space, so I just felt like if we were out there we could have been like more in it.
I completely agree. So we order a pumptini each. A pumptini is like raspberry muddled with vodka and a bunch of other stuff, right? Like, what was like
a cup of sugar? Like, I have no idea.
So, and there was a sugar rim.
It was the worst drink I've ever had.
I just can't believe, like, a pumptini is the drink that James Kennedy has made famous. And, like, it was so subpar.
It's so bad. It's disgusting. A sugar rim. A sugar rim. Like, ew. The whole thing. It was just like, God, I cannot wait to be done drinking this.
But so obviously we're sitting there, we're all just like bopping to the music, great vibe. Like, Pump has an amazing vibe. I actually enjoyed Pump.
Hottest guys working.
Gorgeous men. Obviously, like, Lisa has a thing for like pink shirts and loose ties. Like, that's not something I've really ever been into, but like all of a sudden I was really into it, and like sold.
I know.
So a couple minutes into it, you know, we're just bopping to the music, having a great time, waiting to see someone. Guess who walks in? Ken Todd.
That was so sexy.
So yeah, Ken Todd can absolutely get it. I was actually genuinely surprised by how sexual I thought he was.
He looked so good. Like, life behind his eyes.
Yeah, because on the show, he looks like a corpse a little bit. A little corpse.
Shuffling around, like, barely can walk.
But yeah, he's, like, exuding full sex appeal. So, obviously, that was huge. Meredith, you did wave to him, correct? Didn't you get a wave in?
I didn't do a full wave, but I did make eye contact with him and do, like, a little smile. Like, it's just, like, not a full smile, but just a small smile. And he also gave me a small smile back and eye contact.
Well, that's huge.
At that moment, I fell in love with Ken Todd.
He obviously left, like, 5 minutes after. However, Max Vanderpump walked in with a new girl. They were holding hands, who's basically a knockoff Lala Kent.
Literally.
She was wearing, like, white stiletto boots, and, like, she was wearing one of those, like, beige and white checkered Louis Vuitton bucket bags, which, like, babe.
So bad.
So bad.
You couldn't get anything else?
Also, like, I just wish, like, Max knew he was better than that, you know?
Like, literally, Max, your mom is Lisa Vanderpump. Like, please, get someone with some class. Lisa must hate that person.
Well, remember he dated Faith for a little bit on the show? I wonder what Lisa thought about that.
I feel like, I don't even know. Lisa may have liked it because she may have been like, okay, you're, like pushing the drama on my show. You're basically making me money right now.
True.
But as, like, someone he was seriously dating, she was probably just, like, laughing it off, like, no way.
Or no.
Yeah, like, I'm not even going to entertain that.
All in all, I think Pump was great. I do, if we're doing, we'll be doing rankings at the end, obviously, but I think my biases are going to come out. Pump was great. Great music.
Pump was great.
I like that it was full. Like, it felt very lively.
It felt full and, like, with genuine people. Like, it was not people who were in there, like, looking around to, like, see who they would see from the cast. Like, it was just people just, like, having fun in a regular restaurant. And I think that definitely made the vibe feel a lot nicer.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that actually kind of leads us perfectly into Sir. We take a, what, like, a 4-minute walk?
Yeah. Like, we just take down to the other corner.
It's pretty genius that she has solidified all these locations. And now that I recorded on a couple episodes ago that NeNe Leakes was actually trying to get the location of Pump before Lisa put the bid on it. And thank God she didn't, or else, like, you know, she wouldn't own the whole fucking street. And that's, like, half the fun.
That's, like, the thing about it is that you can go to all of them.
It's a Vandercrawl, baby.
Like, hello.
So we get into Sir. It's another gorgeous, sexy, unique restaurant. I think we actually got carded at Sir, which was fun.
We did. Or wait, maybe that was Tom Tom.
That was Tom Tom, right? Things are getting blurry post Sir. So right now, just accept the memories we have. Well, Sir is where the fun really starts. So obviously we walk into Sir, super cute, totally dead,
like nobody in there at
Zilch.
All
nada, no one.
One weird thing I also discovered while being in there going to the bathroom is that they only play music in the front bar. And there's, like, 4 other rooms, and they just rely on the music from the bar room to supply the rest of the restaurant. They don't have speakers in all the rooms.
Which makes, like, going to the bathroom, like, really creepy. Like, I mean, just to jump into the bathroom conversation, I went into, like, the bathroom all the way to the far right, and it just had, like, 2 single stalls, and there was, like, a very creepy statue back there. But I'm like, where the fuck am I? Like, this is not sexy or unique.
That bathroom, you're, like, in the kitchen, too.
Yeah.
I went into the other bathroom on the other side first, and I had, like, an experience in there. So I go in, and there's 4 other girls in there crammed in this, like, little room to wash your hands, and then there's, like, 2 bathrooms. And first of all, one of them, it's her birthday, and her husband paid for a limo for her and 8 of her friends to go on a Vandercrawl. Literally. And so a limo is driving them around, and her husband's there, like, dealing with all these women as well, which is crazy. And she told me that they ordered their food an hour and a half ago, and they still didn't have it, which is insane. And then she also told me that Tom Schwartz was at Tom Tom. But that was a lie. Whatever. So that was a nice experience that I had in there to talk to some other people that were also Vandercrawling. But I think that was the thing about Sir, is like, people were like, okay, who am I going to see? Like, people were there for the cast.
Yeah, not like, let me order the Brussels sprouts with the salmon as a main. So the main section is like this bar area. That's kind of where we were hanging out. It has just like, I mean, it's the Sir bar that everybody knows, but it's hysterical because above the bar, they are just playing reruns of old Vanderpump Rules episodes, which is so funny and weird. Like,
that was crazy to me. And do you remember when it like stopped playing and it was on like a Hulu-esque screen?
Yeah, like, it was like the menu
choose
page.
Your season, choose your episode. It was like, wait, are you guys watching this on Hulu at the bar? Like, you don't even have it on like a DVD loop,
right?
Like, you do not have the rights to this. Like, what? It was so weird.
Sir also had great music, definitely great vibes. We were playing like mixes of like David Bowie songs and Prince songs and Michael Jackson songs.
I forgot about like, that.
That's sexy. Like, I'm into that. So we sat in like, that little bar section. We were drinking spicy margs there.
I think we were just like, you know what? I can't handle another disgusting drink, and I want to get drunk. Like, I don't want this sugar to take over.
Yeah, I want the liquor to take over, not the sugar.
Exactly.
So the margs were delicious. I think we all agreed.
Delicious.
We're hanging out, just living, laughing, loving, waiting to see someone. We see Diana, the manager, who actually was working. And we also see Guillermo, who he clearly was not working. Like, he was just trying to, like, take photos and, like, be a player. And he was also wearing a fedora. So that was really, really alarming.
I don't know if it was just the fedora he was wearing that was creeping me out, but I felt like he was just being, like, a total creep. He was, like, rubbing his hands together, like, villain style, like, walking around and just, like, being so just, I mean, he was just the definition of a fucking creep, and I wanted him out.
Same. So, whatever. We're all hanging out. From the side of my right eye, I see in the little dining room area, I see James Kennedy's body.
Crazy.
And you can tell a tall, lanky British man's body from a mile away.
Those cheekbones?
They're to die for. So I see him out of the corner of my eye. I don't know who he's with. So obviously I'm like, ladies, we need to do recon. So he's sitting in like the tiny, like little dining area on the right side of the restaurant that is completely empty. Like, there is no one there. It's him. And we come to find out that it's Billy Lee and another mystery person. Obviously, then we decide, okay, well, now the night has finally begun.
Exactly.
So he then eventually ends up, like, coming into the bar area, and I'm like, we have to pounce. And thank God we did, because I think we made a friendship that will probably last the test of time.
I think so, too. I mean, how could he forget?
So we go up to him pretending to be fangirls, but we're really just trying to make a new friend, you know? It's, like, a hard line to cross. It's, like, I want to be your best friend, but I also, like, need you to take a picture with me.
But in a friend way.
Yeah, like,
not we're in a fan way.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're both fans of other people, but, like, we're friends. So he, like, had just been, like, at some party with Khloe Kardashian doing some, you know, bullshit event. And so he was all hyped up. He was like, guess who I met before I got here? And we're like, ew! Even though I did know because I was on his Instagram page. Like, who on earth did you meet after the groundbreaking Jordan Woods news? Who? He's like, I met Khloe Kardashian! And then I don't remember how the conversation went exactly, but...
No, I do. Because
do tell.
I said, oh my God, Khloe loves Vanderpump Rules. And then he proceeds to go, "Yeah, I know, I'm famous too, babe." Which I was like, okay, you are not nearly as famous as Khloe Kardashian. Like, are you that delusional that you put yourself on the same plane as, like, Kardashians? Like, that's the level of fame he thinks he has, I guess.
Oh my god, I'm famous too, love. Like, oh my god.
I was like, okay. And then I was like, did you ask her about Jordan? He was like, no.
Imagine if he was like, so Chloe, how's everything going?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I mean, I feel like if I had met her then and I was just me right now, I'd be like, I have nothing to lose. I'm going to bring it up.
Well, it'd be like us. I'd be like, babe, I'm not your fan, I'm your friend. Like, that's how I'm gonna lead all, like, my upcoming celebrity encounters. Like,
right,
I'm
not. You can tell me everything.
Okay, so after James Kennedy, we are riding high. Everybody is like having fun, like going around near him, taking pictures, whatever. I loved seeing couples where it was like clear that the girl was like very into it, and then her like incredibly supportive, you know, husband or fiance, whoever, who is like, babe, go over there and get a picture, and is like taking the photos. Like, that is exactly what I'm looking for. It's really, really hard to find, evidently.
Right. Like, where is there more of that? Because that's him.
So, okay, we're hanging out. We have our one tequila. We then are like, we have to get an order of the goat cheese balls. Like, we can't go to Sir without them. And mind you, this is my second time at Sir. The first time I went to Sir, I did see Tom Sandoval. And I think that was during season 2. So it was like way fresh. The bar was crazy packed when I was there. So the fact that this place was motherfucking empty, it's just hilarious.
What night were we there? Was it a Wednesday?
Wednesday. So it's like not so like a party night. However, we're the party people.
It's also LA. It's like things should be crowded. Like, I feel like in New York, things are crowded every night.
Exactly. Even like bad bars.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're all just kind of lingering, hanging out. We're riding high. We're real fucking happy. We order the goat cheese balls and we're waiting. And we're waiting. We're waiting. We finish our one drink. Let's get another. We're waiting. We're waiting.
How long do you think it was? Like an hour?
I would probably say it was an hour.
Yeah.
So we're waiting an hour for 3 measly little goat cheese balls. And so we obviously have
small.
The teeniest, tiniest balls. So we go up to the bar and we're like, hey, like, we ordered food through the bar. Like, where are the goat cheese balls? And the balls. So she was like, oh, they're coming, they're coming. No less than 3 minutes later.
Wait. But she had to go into the kitchen.
Oh my god.
She said they're coming, and then she walked into the kitchen as well. Like, I don't know. I think she just was like, oh my god, I totally didn't do that. Because she was a total idiot as well, this woman bartender that was there.
She's a total idiot. And this idiot bartender will come up in a Tom conversation, so.
Exactly.
To be continued. So, no less than 3 minutes, I would say, the bartender and James Kennedy walk out holding our goat cheese balls as he apologizes for the delay in the balls.
And says nobody wants cold balls.
Oh my God. No truer words have ever been said.
That was so funny.
And the three of us are just like, oh my God! And like we fit like that in front of him, like there was no hiding. Like,
how could you?
The sheer joy. So the goat cheese balls come on like a bed of like julienned carrots, and that's literally pretty much like it.
Spiralized zucchini. Like, it was the weirdest presentation I've ever seen.
And it was just three deep fried balls of goat cheese, no dipping and, like, sauce.
Like no. Smaller than a golf ball, like small. Really small, like they were like,
it was so like a tiny. Gumball.
Literally, it was like a fry. Yeah, a gumball, exactly. It was the weirdest dish I've ever seen.
I mean, they were divine. Like, would eat again?
How could they not be?
But having James Kennedy bring him out on a silver platter was just everything we really needed and more. If you ask me,
worth the $14 for those three things.
God, like, those were. And I remember, like, seeing the price and being like, not bad.
Reasonable. Should we get two?
Yeah. Exactly. Wow, we get two goat cheese balls each for the treat. So at that point, we're kind of getting bored. Nobody else is coming. We take our bags, we take our goat cheese balls, and we head to Tom Tom. Wow. So just... Tom Tom was incredible. There was no line to get in. Again, it was a Wednesday. So no, the no line
remember,
to get in.
Remember we still had to wait a second and that weird homeless woman read my palm?
Oh, yeah. That was all happening. And I was like, I have to go inside. Like, I cannot have this.
She was holding my hand, reading my palm. And then
she was like, marriage, love. Like, she's like saying very like, basic what? Things. Most people think things.
And I'm like, oh my God, do you think I'm going to fall in love? Really?
And
then the security guard is like, okay, you can go in. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't have any money. Gotta go. Bye. And just left her. Poor woman.
I hope Lisa gives her a job or something. Can you imagine?
Lisa probably already does employ her to just do that to people in the line.
Right. She's like, I will take a cut out of every reading you get on my line. So... Under Tom Tom, and the ambiance is spectacular.
Incredible. Best and of like, all.
Truly the best. Like, I've been to bars all over. Like, I love a vibe.
Me too.
Tom Tom was electric. Like, the decor on the TV show definitely doesn't make it seem like it's, like, chic. Because it's never in the dark. You only see it, like, in the daytime where it's, like, I don't want to see these industrial-looking clocks and, like, really ugly lighting fixtures. Like,
I
in
know,
the daytime.
I feel like they kind of troll it on the show and, like, show it in, like, weird, like, stark angles. But in real life, like, it, like, works. Like, Nick Lane, you're genius. Nicolaine.
So we managed to get like an amazing little corner booth thing, which like how did we get like the mafia seat of the house where it's like our backs, like we faced everything, like anything happening we could see. So
I know, going on in the back, going on in the front, like we were prime
primo seating. So we're all hanging out, and then we tried to order the Clockwork Pink, which is obviously like the drink with the aquafaba. But they ran out.
Not ironically called Clockwork Pink either, just because of the clocks and it's pink.
Yeah, you wish like they would know that, like, oh, God.
No, no.
Like, I would hope Lisa Vanderpump has seen a Clockwork Orange. Maybe she doesn't have, maybe she didn't read the book, but that's a stretch.
She definitely didn't read the book.
Yeah, I could go like, confidently say that. So we didn't have the Clockwork Orange, so then I think we ordered like mezcal drinks. Is that what we were thinking?
I don't know. Maybe it was a mezcal drink. I can't remember, but I remember really liking it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to find it. Tom Tom cocktail list. The evening was going. It was. We were getting into the evening, so the name of cocktails like
it didn't matter at that point.
No.
But it was also packed.
We're speaking Doc Holidays. Doc Holidays, which were Ripe Soda, tequila, fresh lime, guava nectar, red bell pepper, mint, and Fresno chili. Very sexy.
So good. Guava.
We had three each.
We did?
Based on, actually, maybe, I mean, Clara might have had the brunt of that round that might have ended, because who knows, who cares?
Whatever.
The drink was divine. I really enjoyed that. I still did want to try the clockwork, which is mezcal. Oh, that's the one with mezcal. Mezcal, prickly pear, agave, fire water, bitters, jalapeno, and aquafaba. It does.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
That they use like some of these like rogue ingredients. I guess it is like a cocktail bar, even though I don't know. Like I don't associate like them with like mixology, but I guess I wouldn't really order a beer or wine there. I'm like thinking about that.
Understand why you don't associate Tom Sandoval with mixology. That's his passion.
In the most recent episode of Vanderpump, where Lisa was like,
that woman.
I'm a mixologist. And he's like, oh my God.
He's like, I'm a mixologist. Why do we need this woman?
Right? Because Lisa's like, you're literally putting like caviar and like gold in your fucking cocktails. This woman's actually going to be like, no, let's find things that we can use in multiple drinks. Like, making money with the bar, not making fun cocktails in your apartment.
Seriously.
So we're all just kind of hanging out. The music is bumping. A couple minutes into it, guess who walks in? None other than James Kennedy, Billy Lee, and the mystery person they were with who wasn't famous, so we don't care. Don't care about you. And it's obviously clear as day that like every single person there is a pump head. Like there's no non-pump.
No, everybody there is like looking and waiting and watching and like ready to jump up and take a picture with someone at any moment.
And I was definitely like seeing people who I had seen at like Sir and Pump at totally. Tom Tom's. Like, are they? So then I was like judging them, but then I'm like, wait. Not only the same thing, but I'm gonna go home and record a podcast about it. An additional layer of like sadness. So whatever, we're hanging out. James is like being fun. So this is where there was a blown kiss.
My God. I think this is what the palm reader was talking about outside Tom Tom, because he walks in, we make eye contact. At this point, we've had like five cocktails. So like you're talking to me and you're like, oh my God, Meredith, you're totally gonna hook up with him. And I'm like, oh my God, like, do you think? And you were like, yes. You specifically said, yes, you're hot. And I said, okay. And so he's across the room and he like looks at me. And so like, I do a little like dainty wave, like a wiggle of the finger, like up near my chin, like very dainty. And then he blew me two kisses, two in a row. He blew them across the room.
Not one, but two. And did you catch them?
I think I didn't catch them. I was too awestruck. Like
smitten.
Smitten, like blushing. But I was really just blushing because our buffalo cauliflower bites just got to the table. More like it. And those were amazing.
I don't even remember those.
Are you kidding me? They were amazing.
I ate them because we had like sushi hand rolls before. So I literally could have had a plate of like crushed up bricks and I would like eat it. So yeah, we don't even think we were going to potentially order anything else. I don't think anything else like seemed really appetizing.
No.
Obviously.
I'll be honest, I don't remember the rest of the menu.
Yeah, I don't really remember them either. I just feel like I've heard like other people talk about these buffalo bites where I'm like, how are we going to go and not get them?
They were amazing. They were like the best like sesame chicken you've ever had, but apparently cauliflower on the inside.
Yeah.
So crunchy, so sweet, a little spicy. They're so good. But they were not buffalo sauce, which is misleading.
I'll let Lisa know. So then we see Pandora Vanderpump and Max Vanderpump Todd both come in. Max is still with that chick, the hoochie.
Gross.
Just whatever. So that was still pretty amazing. Pandora, like, looks exactly like she does on TV. She's, like, so put together, and her hair is just, like, perfect. Like, a big mane of blonde hair.
Also just, like, anticlimactic. I don't know. She just doesn't do it for me on TV or in real life.
Yeah, I mean,
like, she's just fine.
It's be, like, really annoying, where it's, like, fuck, my mom is truly the life of the party.
Yeah, like, literally everyone's here for her.
Yeah, not, like, and no one even cares about me, and, like, no one even, like, wants me on the show or a spinoff. Brutal. And she, like, was friends with, like, her whole arc with, like, being Sheena's friend. I'm like, wait, you too? Like, why?
That was weird.
So
that was
weird.
All weird.
So then I call back, a little callback from Sir. So the waitress at Sir comes. She's wearing a little camo jacket. And she comes, and she is all over James Kennedy. It was
agreed. Or trying to be. Like, he was not really having it.
True. He was, like, not even. He was like, babe, I love Raquel. But, yeah, he was, like, not having it. She's, like, putting her arm on him and doing all the signs where it was like, oh, girl, I see you.
And he was kind of just, like, moving away. Like, he wasn't leaning into it, like, at all. He would, like, move away and, like, go to other parts or, like, talk to Max. Like, he was being good.
I mean, he also, like, potentially was drinking. He was drinking, like, an orange drink from, like, a pint glass with a straw. So, like, it could be Tang, or it could be, like, like, maybe a sexy cocktail. I don't know.
I have no idea.
He even seemed fucked up, which, good for him, because we all know how that kind of always ends.
Go ahead.
So then, like a phoenix from the ashes, we see the queen herself, Lisa Vanderpump, walking with Harrison, aka Puffy, and Ken Todd, leaving the restaurant.
Like, oh my god, that was crazy. And, like, Clara was at the bar getting us drinks, and me and Megan were just, like, sitting at the table. And she's just, like, at the under end of the bar, like, you guys, like, not even trying to be subtle in any way, like, legitimately yelling, like, do you see her? And we're just, like, also freaking out. It was incredible.
At one point, I put my hand, because Ken, like, was chilling there for a minute while Lisa, like, had already left. And I put my hand on his shoulder, and I was like, have an amazing rest of your evening.
Wait, I did not know you touched him.
Yes, I was just like, you know what? I can't get anywhere near LVP, but I probably could put my arm on Ken. Romance are, so fucking good for me.
That's amazing. That's great for you. Lisa's hair didn't move at all.
You think she's wearing a wig?
Oh, I never even considered that.
She might.
I mean, it was, like, perfect and just, like, did not even move at all. And then her teeth, her veneers.
The chompers are so bad. Like, I mean, she looked absolutely stunning in person. Like, she was shorter than expected. She's probably my height, which is, like, a 5'2", right? Like,
yeah, she was not big.
She was not big at all. Super tiny. Wearing, like, a black little outfit. But she was, like, not even willing to, like, stop or take pictures. Like, I don't think I saw her take a single picture with anybody. Even though, like, she's not someone who you, like, ask. I feel like she's, like,
exactly.
Don't ever ask. She's more of someone, like, people just, like, talk about, like, I saw Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Like, more mafia status with her.
She's so mafia, which, like, leads us back, you know, to the fire situation.
Light Villa Blanca on fire.
Right? Get us a new bar. Get us a new hot spot in Beverly Hills. That kind of a beautiful evening. Then we obviously went to Cantor's Deli and got pastrami sandwiches and onion rings, which I don't know if anybody on the cast of General Rules would do. But
That's why we're not on it. That's the only reason we're not on it.
I totally agree. Not like the proximity or like how it look, like anything like that. Yeah,
no.
Or personality. Thank you so much for having this with me. This was such a fun evening, and everybody, you should all go to them. Obviously, if you want my order of best to worst, it's Tom Tom, Pump, Sir, Villa Blanca. What's yours?
I think I totally agree. Like, because Tom Tom's a bar I would actually go to now, regardless of the show. And then Pump, yeah, Sir, Villa Blanca. Yeah, that's the right ranking. If you disagree, you're wrong.
Well, I think we now just have to make a pact that we're going to be going to Vegas to her new location in Caesar's Palace. And I can't wait for that, too, because God knows I'm planning a trip around it, which...
Yeah, okay. Sign me up.
Yay! All right, well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you love the show, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you have any hot takes, gossip, or info about Bravo TV, feel free to shoot me an email at bravohappyhourpod@gmail.com. While you're at it, make sure to follow Bravo Happy Hour on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks so much for listening, and check back every Monday and Thursday for a new episode all about your favorite Bravo celebrities.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Are you ready for truly hydrated skin? Meet Hyaluronic Body Serum, a breakthrough in body care from Osea. It's clinically proven to instantly increase hydration by 161%. Their lightweight, fast-absorbing serum delivers 24 hours of nonstop hydration for silky, smooth skin without the sticky afterfeel. Osea's latest innovation combines the magic of their best-selling Hyaluronic C Serum with a new formula that's good for the whole body and 5 types of hyaluronic acid to target every layer of the skin. Osea is a woman-founded, women-led brand that's been crafting seaweed-powered products for nearly 30 years. The best part? Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.